Hello and welcome to the Highly Sensitive Leader podcast with highly sensitive certified coach, leadership expert, and qualified teacher, Muriel Kozowski. This podcast provides leadership tips, education, insights, stories, and mind hacks to create a space for highly sensitive leaders to self-educate, develop their career, and fulfill their potential. This podcast will help you understand the HSP trait in depth and show you how to manage, embrace, and use your HSP trait to your advantage in the corporate and business space. I will use my leadership expertise, my 20 years of experience being an HSP in high stimulation and extremely demanding work environments, as well as my guest expertise and wisdom to promote an inclusive and sustainable leadership culture for highly sensitive people. And remember, being highly sensitive is first and foremost a superpower, which we can learn to harness in order to shine bright as a leader and make a positive impact on the world. Now relax your nervous system, sit back and enjoy your journey. Hello and welcome. This is the Highly Sensitive Leader podcast with Muriel. How are you all doing this week? Welcome to today's episode called Thoughts versus Truth. Are you ready? Today is the fifth episode in my six episode series dedicated to growing your confidence as a highly sensitive person and professional. This series will run until the end of the month, the end of January 2022, to set off the new year in a positive way and give you the tools and strategies to grow and cultivate your confidence in a world not exactly tailored for the highly sensitive. My Foolproof Confidence Masterclass is launching this Thursday. I'm very excited with the first live event, and I am really excited to teach highly sensitive leaders and professionals how to grow confidence actively, intentionally, on purpose. In the process of marketing and selling this masterclass, I have found it really interesting to see people in complete disbelief when I told them that they could learn how to create unlimited amounts of confidence on demand. They just didn't think it was possible. And what I find is that most people think that confidence is one of these things we either have or don't have. Very few people understand the confidence cycle and actively seek to develop their confidence. The truth is that we are completely in control of how much confidence we create in our life. And guess what? The more we practice creating confidence on purpose, the better we get at generating that energy in our body, in our mind. This energy that spurs us forward to take action and makes us feel good, if not invincible, once we have had the courage to do it. Which spurs us into the next cycle of confidence and allows us to create just a snowball, the snowball effect. The snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The truth is, when you feel that you don't have enough confidence to show up the way you want to, or when you are facing resistance from yourself to move forward, it is only for one reason. It is because you have lost focus of what is within your control. You might be feeling that your sensitivity has taken over. You might be thinking that you don't have the shoulders for it, that things have changed, that you have changed, that other people are judging you this very moment. What if self-confidence was a skill you could grow on demand if you knew how? What if you could actively seek it and get more of it from within yourself? What if intentionally growing your confidence was all you needed to sign up for? I want you to sit with that for a moment. I want you to think about how you would feel, how you would show up in your life. So my masterclass is not about waving my magic wand at you so that you suddenly feel magically 100% confident 100% of the time. I do even better than that. I show you how to create confidence yourself as and when you need it. I show you where the opportunities to create more confidence are and how to use them. I show you how, as a highly sensitive person, you might sabotage these opportunities. I teach you to reconnect with yourself, to love yourself, so you can be the leader you want to be. I teach you how to believe in your capabilities and see yourself as a person who can always figure things out. I teach you how to take action, fail, learn, and deal with all of your emotions in the process. This, my friends, is the only way self-confidence is created. There is no magic trick or Mother Nature picking who is confident and who isn't. The confidence skill set is vast and rewarding. And the good news is there is always more of it available to you. So enrollments close today, January 18th, 2022, at 10 p.m. GMT. If you have missed this run of the masterclass, stay tuned for the next enrollment in April 2022. And you can go visit my website, www.highly-sensitive-leaders.com. And you can join my mailing list, my newsletter, to get all the information ahead of time. So that was a long intro, but well worth it, my friends. Now, on to our topic today. Thoughts versus truth. As highly sensitive leaders, we spend a lot of time thinking thoughts which are simply not true. Thoughts about our experiences in the past. Thoughts about our so-called failures. Thoughts about our present experiences. How we might not be doing well enough. Thoughts about the future. How we might not have the shoulders to be the leader, the colleague, the team player, the parent, the friend we want to be. Our thinking power is above average and we generate a lot of thoughts, which quite frankly could go directly in the rubbish bin. We anticipate a lot on potential failures, mishaps, on things that could go wrong. If you have not listened to episode 35, Being Overwhelmed in Advance, please go and have a listen. Even though some of our thoughts are perfectly valid and worth following, I really truly think that because of our propensity to undermine ourselves and our capabilities, we HSPs have to learn how to tell the difference between the truth and the thoughts or beliefs which our mind is feeding us and which feel very, very true to us, but are not helpful. I had a very interesting experience I wanted to share with you, which illustrates my point very well, I think. So I set an income goal for my business this quarter, a fairly ambitious goal. And this is a goal which is going to help me grow into the next best version of my HSP self. And I know that conceptually. And almost immediately after I set the goal, my brain started to feed me thoughts such as, I'm going to give you a few, I'm not the sort of person who makes this sort of money. That was one of my thoughts. Another one was, this is too much for me. Another one was, I feel so much pressure to do it perfectly, perfectionist. And another one was, people will be judging me if I don't get there. And the last one I wanted to share is, I will feel so disappointed with myself if I don't get there. And I felt horrible. All these thoughts swimming around in my head in circles like sharks swimming around a smaller fish ready to attack. And these thoughts, and this is the very interesting part, is that these thoughts felt so true to me. And if I didn't know better, I would have cancelled the goal altogether. I would have failed in advance and found relief in brushing it under the carpet. And that would have been good, like the sharks are gone. But instead, I went to my coach, haha. And this is where the difference can be made, speaking with a coach. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but having someone outside of my own brain who helped me see what's what, what's blocking me, but also more importantly, what is true and what isn't. A coach who sees the thoughts created by your brain in order to keep you in the safety of familiar comfort. Think about that. Your brain is always there to protect you from the unfamiliar. And so my coach helped me to seek the truth hidden behind these thoughts. And the truth is that I am perfectly capable of achieving this goal with the right mindset. And there are different ways to seek the truth and, or perhaps to differentiate the thoughts which are helpful for you and those who are not. If we are not careful, our highly sensitive nervous system and brain quickly take us into a spiral of disaster scenarios, flawed decision making, and potential miscalculations which leave us frozen on the spot, or perhaps extremely anxious around new undertakings which ask us to leave our comfort zone. And this comfort zone is at times has been a fruit of labor for most of us highly sensitives, including me, and so that the risk which these thoughts present to us seems even bigger, even more dangerous for us. So here I am presenting these seemingly true thoughts to my coach. I also gave her a bit of context around my business situation and how much I have made in my business previously. And the truth hit her immediately, although I had not seen it at all. She pointed out that the income I brought in previously on some given month recently was almost equivalent to the income I wanted to bring within the 90-day period. She said that it would only take me 4 months instead of three. She simply did the math, something I had not done because I was so busy spinning with these negative thoughts about me, about my capabilities, and about what others might think of me. I had completely overlooked the math, and for me, math means the rational, the objective calculations, and the truth. The truth I could find in my actual results to date. I was able to reframe my thoughts, or at least question them, simply by taking the time to look at the evidence I already have that I'm much closer to my goal than my brain lets me think. And this is what I mean by seeking the truth and not letting unattended thoughts and beliefs get in the way. Please examine your thoughts and seek help to find out whether they are valid or not. One of the original thoughts that I kept thinking out of panic was, I'm not the sort of person who makes this sort of money. And when someone held the mirror for me to have a good look, I realized that I am indeed very close to being that person. I literally couldn't see and make the difference between my irrational thoughts and the truth. I felt much more confident as soon as I was able to rationalize my thinking, and this took me straight out of overwhelm. No more drama. And I would like to invite you to do the same exercise along with me. Think about an action you want to take or a project you have in mind which require you to step out of your comfort zone. Maybe something you don't feel very confident about to start with. This could be something big or small and can apply to any leadership or professional situation. For some of us, it could be about writing a post on social media, putting yourself out there. It could be about applying for a role, progressing in your career, or having a courageous conversation with a colleague. It could be about putting your hand up for a project or presenting in front of an audience, or simply speaking up in a meeting. Think about your situation, your challenge, and write down the 10 thoughts which come to you naturally, unfiltered. If you are highly sensitive, they might come from you being overwhelmed, scared, and spinning in all sorts of potential disasters. And they will feel very, very true to you. You can seek a coach's help to work on them the way I did. You can also let them sit for a day or two and come back to them. And maybe come back with a different eye, an eye for the truth, as I call it. Decide where you are being close to the truth and where you are being irrational. And more about this at the end of the episode in the strategy. So stay tuned. So these thoughts, which feel very true to us and keep us in fear, and often as a result in inaction, are called thought errors. I believe that highly sensitive people are at risk of making thought errors more often and in a higher quantity than non-sensitive people, simply because we process more information, stimuli, thoughts, and emotions throughout the day. So there are two ways we tell ourselves lies, quote unquote. And by lies, I mean creating a reality for ourselves which is actually far from the truth and from what we are actually capable of achieving in our career and in our life in general. The first way is with how we think about ourselves as a person. We are very quick to identify fundamental flaws, to doubt ourselves and our capabilities, partly or mainly due to how sensitive we are and how we think our HSP trait might get in the way. We naturally maintain very high standards for ourselves. We are perfectionists and have an extremely harsh inner critic, which might bring our self-confidence right down without us even realizing we are doing it to ourselves sometimes. And this can lead us to taking a shortcut to the thought, I cannot do this, or I don't have the shoulders for this. We anticipate on all the hardships and all the way things are not within our reach. The second way we make thought errors is when we think about ourselves in comparison to others. This is a huge one for us highly sensitive people. Instead of entertaining the fundamental flaws we might have, we entertain what I call relative flaws, meaning the potential flaws we might detect about ourselves in comparison with others. For example, if we have a colleague who comes across as very at ease when they are presenting in public, we might make it mean that we are not good at it in relation to them. And these types of thought errors often occur for HSPs because we are constantly connecting to other people's experiences. People are constantly on our radar, and this might lead us to get stuck in comparison. What one of my coaches, Stacey Bayman, has labeled as compare and despair. And I really love that label. I mean, I love it. I don't love to be in it, but I think it's very accurate, compare and despair, for me anyway. And so as highly sensitive leaders and professionals, we easily go down the route of rating our skills, our capabilities, our results, our success in comparison to other people. Sometimes people we don't even know. And social media is the best place to create these thought errors. And that's okay. Nothing's gone wrong. As long as we recognize these thoughts for what they are, errors in our thinking, and they are not the truth. So there are three strategies I would like to teach you that would help you identify your thought errors and get closer to the truth. These strategies will help you produce thoughts of a higher quality, which keep you out of overwhelm, or at least move you into that direction. My first strategy is putting an emphasis on growth rather than set goals. I have noticed in my own HSP experience as a leader and a professional, a business owner, and also in that of my clients, that thinking of the growth I am going to accumulate on my way to a goal is much more meaningful. It creates the right framework for me to stay relaxed, there to try new things and produce thoughts which help me to move forward. It reduces the amount of thought errors and the overwhelming emotions which come with them. If I think about the growth, the learning, the progress, I feel extremely motivated. And I think that most HSPs will feel the same. We always seek to create meaning in our life and are actually a bit less interested in the results. So, and also conversely, the results will inevitably come when we are growing, right? So if your goal is to make a certain amount of money in a year, let's say, or maybe progress to a certain position in your organization, make a list of all the growth you will collect from the process of getting to that goal. One of the thoughts I produced for my quarterly financial goal, once I started to focus on the process as opposed to the goal, so the day to day, the day after day, was I continue to show up as my higher self no matter what. I'm going to repeat that thought because it's a good one. I continue to show up as my higher self no matter what. Can you see how this thought is framed into a process? And this is a far cry from the I'm not the sort of person who makes this sort of money thoughts error I got at the start. So this is really interesting. My second strategy is to consistently seek feedback. This is so important. A lot of my clients have thoughts about what others think of them. And they spin into overwhelm, all sorts of drama based on these thoughts before even checking whether these thoughts are based on truth. And by truth, I mean based on what people actually think. And more importantly, they will make decisions based on these thought errors that they have, that they are entertaining. And more often than not, when they actually go and seek feedback, the feedback they get is drastically different from what they expected in a good way. So in the example I gave you about my financial goal, seeking feedback and guidance from my coach gave me specific elements which were rational, as I said, the math of my previous income, for instance. And this feedback also allowed me to uncover the thought errors I had about myself, which I had not seen. I was just bathing in them. So seek feedback regularly, a feedback which is specific, especially if you find yourself confused or overwhelmed about your capacity to do something. Finally, my third strategy is to reframe your thought errors into thoughts which might be more useful for you. And yes, we can create thoughts, or we can choose the thoughts we entertain, my friends. So remember that your thoughts create your feelings and emotions. This is really important, not the other way around. So if you are if you are feeling stuck, for example. Let's say you are feeling stuck, confused, agitated, overwhelmed. You can be sure that a thought you are thinking has created these feelings. It's in this order. I think something and that makes me feel in a certain way, not the other way around. So if you reconsider these thoughts and see what feelings they create in you, you can start working on entertaining different thoughts, which you also believe are true, but which generate feelings and emotions that spur you into a more helpful direction. For example, a client of mine felt very overwhelmed when she was thinking about creating more revenue in her business. When she thought about the number, when she was entertaining the number, one of her thought errors was, I don't know exactly how I will get to that number. So she was stressed about the how to get there, what exactly am I supposed to do, etc. And this left her really confused and stressed out and unmotivated. And this also spurred her to take sporadic, irregular actions. And therefore the results created were not, you know, what she wanted. So when we looked at this, we found out that she wants to use her creativity and she wants to have fun in the process. And the thought, I am committed to trying new things, came up and made her feel light and motivated. And the funny thing is, from that thought, she felt light and motivated, and she immediately knew what to do with her time. And she, over time, got closer to her number as a result. In my financial goal, in my example, I reframed all my thought errors, which spurred me forward in a beneficial way, all of them. What is remarkable is that none of my thoughts now, the ones I've chosen on purpose, are directly related to the income I want to create, which means that this method of reframing your thoughts would work equally if I had created no money yet in my business. So one thought I really love is, there was a first time to all my previous accomplishments. What? So good. These thoughts took the place of the thought error, I have never done this before, which led me to a feeling of defeat. And this is just how I felt from that thought. The new thought, which I equally believe, which is equally true, there was a first time to all my accomplishments, leaves me positive about myself and motivated. So it is almost always not about the goal itself. It is about finding the helpful truth in the thoughts we entertain. All right. So go back to each strategy and start practicing finding where your thought errors are and where the truth of your capabilities is. This will have such a positive impact on your self-confidence, I promise you. So if this resonates, my friends, enrollment for my Foolproof Confidence Masterclass closes today, 18th of January at 10 p.m. GMT. And if you missed the deadline, no worries, get yourself on my mailing list so you will be the first to know about the next run, which should be in April, second half of April, May. And if you prefer to work one-to-one with me, head to my website, www.highly-sensitive-leaders.com, and book your free consultation. It's easy. The mailing list is also, you can sign up for that on my website. So easy peasy. The best time is to start now. It's always, always the best time to start. So don't wait. So I will leave you with a quote today. I love my quotes. And this quote is from Mahatma Gandhi, who was a highly sensitive person. He says, "A man often becomes what he believes himself to be.
What?
I will let you sit with that. Take good care, and we'll speak soon.
Bye-bye.
If you are ready to take control of your high sensitivity and use it to your advantage, I want to invite you to join Take Control, my coaching program specifically designed for highly sensitive leaders, where you will learn to manage and use your high sensitivity to your advantage in order to shine as a leader in the corporate and business space. Go to highly-sensitive-leaders.com to sign up for a risk-free consultation with me. I will see you there.